All right, you're listening to Inside the Huddle. I'm Austin Williams, and this is Inside the Huddle with
Bill Zwan, Coach Bill Zwan, football.
So, yeah, last week, first home game. How do you think we did? I think the final score was 31-38, correct?
38-31
is
the way we say that, especially when we win. It was way closer than it probably could have or should have been, and so I kept the crowd into it for a while, kept me into it for too long, but we had to hang in there and win the game in the fourth quarter, which is now our second win, have both been in the fourth quarter on late drives. So our kids show resiliency in those particular cases. So that's the good part of it. The negative part of it is we kind of let them hang around with some, I don't think we played as good defensively as we can, in particular making with some tackles. And then offensively, we made mistakes early, had a couple turnovers early that had we had put the ball in the end zone in a couple of those particular situations. So early we fumble, they score. So they're 7-point swing right away. We fumble on the 2-yard line. We don't score. We miss a field goal after having scored, but got a penalty on the play we scored on. And then later in the game, we score, get a penalty, and end up kicking a field goal there. So it's a swing of some 20-something points that if we don't have those mistakes, we win the game going away. We do have those mistakes, so now we're challenged, and we fight back and win the game. But we should not have had to do that. And so on the one hand, I'm looking at the positive part of it. On the other hand, I'm looking at the negative part and saying, if we just clean this stuff up, we'd be a much better football team.
So you mentioned like there's some stuff you need to clean up on offense and defense. What more on defense do you think needs to be cleaned up more?
Yeah, so we're missing too many tackles. That's the first thing. We're not playing as aggressive as I like us to play. Again, we switched the defense in the offseason, so I think we're still looking and learning at all that kind of stuff, and we're learning how to make the adjustments. So when a team attacks us a certain way, we have to adjust. Well, because we're kind of new into this defense, we don't have all the adjustments right at the tip of our tongue right now. So we're kind of working through some of that. And I think from a personnel standpoint, we moved some guys around to play in this new system. Some guys it's worked out very well for other guys, they're struggling with it a little bit. So either we got to get them better or look at somebody else. Probably the most frustrating thing is I don't think we're playing as physical as we need to play. And if you're not a physical football team, when you are playing the better football teams, that's going to show. So we need to start playing more physically, which means we need to practice more physically. We just got to get ourselves a little bit tougher, I think. And that's all part of it.
Yeah, and then the second half, as you were mentioning, it was very much touchdown, touchdown. It was just really just a fight with who can score the quickest, and almost felt
or
like
who get
it.
The ball last, yeah. Basically, yeah. So we luckily we had the ball. Well, basically not last, but we had the ball late enough to win the game. A couple of really good plays by guys, and that's the kind of thing you know when you're playing these good teams or tough games, somebody's got to step up and make a play. And Raheem Bones made three really nice catches. One on each sidelines and a long touchdown pass. And both of those catches were huge as far as keeping our drive alive and taking the ball down into the red zone, really. Coop made a couple of really nice throws there. I mean, Coop had a good game, but he had a couple of mistakes were on him. So that was Raheem Bowen stepping up and doing that was huge. Trey Blair, who had his first game with us, scores 2 touchdowns. So that's another added piece for us. I really like where we're at as far as our talent is concerned. Deshaun's going to be on the show later with great kickoff return, almost takes it into the end zone. But there again, he just steps out of bounds, and that's the series where we quarterback sneak into the end zone, get called for helping him, and then we end up, kicking a field goal there instead of scoring a touchdown. So there's 4-point swing, which again, we just have to clean some of that stuff up. And if we clean up some of that stuff, so let's say we're ahead by 17 points late in the fourth quarter, that changes them as well as changes us.
With like making sure we don't have as many what's the word?
Mistakes.
There you go. Is a lot of that more so just like the players just need to get more used to the game, like when it's live, whether it's home or away, or is there a lot of that you think you can like iron out in practice?
Some of it we can definitely take care of in practice. There's no question about that. There's other things, you know, some guys have to get more experience. Like in Cooper Jordan's case, our quarterback, he's still young. So he's all of a sudden, you know, people are now going to try to do it. So it's kind of funny. I'm watching the Eagles and watching them make adjustments to Jalen Hurts. So now Hurts sees what they're trying to do. So now he has to make adjustments. And that's what sort of happens with Cooper. And now teams are trying to stop Coop. The way they're going to stop him is try a couple different things. Now, once he sees it and we see it, now we can make our adjustments. So as he plays more and feels it more, he'll make more adjustments on the fly. But some of it is he's young. Deshaun's young. Trey really is young as far as how much he's playing. Daquan Robinson's young. Jay Williams is young. So all of our running backs are young. Our wide receivers are a little bit older, so they are kind of adjusting a little bit better. And our offensive line, even though they're all back, there's still three redshirt sophomores in there, so they're still learning too. And defensively, we're young in a bunch of spots there too. So we are, there is a lot of stuff that they have to experience to learn how to do it. But there is other things we can do in practice to help them with that.
And I know one of the big ideas that you've been talking about so far in the other episodes is like figuring out what style this team is. Do you think that's kind of happening more as like the games have gone on, or?
Yeah, a personality type of thing. I'm a little concerned about where our personality is today because we're not tough enough. And yeah, football's a tough game. So we have not played physically tough enough. And I don't want that to be our personality, that's for sure. So we have to kind of turn that around. And, you know, like, it's fun to be finesseful. So we got, you know, guys who can run, guys who can catch, guys who can do this, guys who can do that. But in the end, you got to have guys who can block and tackle. That's what you really need to win the big games. And so I'm concerned we're not as physically blocking and tackling as we need to.
All right.
But we're going to have to get that taken care of.
All right. Well, hopefully that gets ironed out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I hope so.
And then next up, we have some questions emailed in.
That sounds good.
All right. So you can always email in questions at wcusportsinformation@gmail.com. And this week, Coach Juan, our first question for you is from Suzanne from Downingtown. The offense looked great on Saturday, especially in the second half. What does that show you heading into the start of the PSAC East play this week?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to face a similar opponent in Millersville from a defense standpoint this week. So it's good that we kind of got some of the kinks out last week against Gannon, so we might be able to be a little smoother offensively throughout the game against Millersville. It's, we're going to have to hit on all cylinders. You look around the league right now, Millersville's playing well, Stroud's playing well, Bloom's playing well, Kutz is playing well. There is no easy opponents right now, so we got to keep getting better each week. So it's good that we're scoring points and putting yards up and everything, but we're going to have to keep doing that.
And then the next question is from Howard from Hatboro. Entering East play 2-1 on the year, what is your message to the team ahead of the first PSAC East game of the year on Saturday at Millersville?
Yeah, I think the number one message for us is to make sure we – focus on the fact that Millersville is a good football team. We have beaten Millersville for a bunch of years here now in a row, and we have in some years beaten them pretty good. But this is a different team. They've been getting better each year, probably the last 3 or 4 years. You definitely see it, and they're definitely much better this year than they have been over the last couple of years. So we really have to focus in. It's not the Millersville team we have played against in the past. This is a good football team.
All right. And then Edgar from Cream Ridge, their question is, we some new faces we see in the secondary during the second half on Saturday afternoon. Talk about what they showed you to help us down the stretch of that win.
Yeah, well, part of that was because Shane Mosley got hurt, so we had to put somebody in for him. Then we kind of had to put somebody else in to kind of bolster the guy we put in for him. So we did throw a couple guys out there. Jimmy Wright was out there for a little bit. Victor's Penn has been playing because Obi's been out. So everybody getting experience right now is going to help us down the stretch. The big question for us right now is where do we want everybody playing? Again, because we've got the new scheme, it's changed the way we play, the way what we need our safeties to do, what our corners are going to do, what our Joker does, which is the one safety in the middle of the field. So we have to kind of make sure we're putting all the guys in the right spots that can handle the assignment of that particular position.
And the last question for you is Mike from Westchester. With three games in the books, have you started to have conversations about younger players who may redshirt this year or players who will continue to play instead of becoming a redshirt?
Yeah, so they're allowed to play three games before we have to decide that. So there are a couple guys who have played the three games already that we are now going to sit down for the rest of the year as far as redshirting is concerned. A couple guys who played a little bit who we're also going to try to keep in the redshirt possibilities. So we're making those decisions basically right now. There are a couple guys who are still on the borderline. We may need them, especially from a health and physical standpoint. So we may just go ahead and keep playing those guys, but we're going to try to redshirt as many of those young guys as we can.
All right. Well, that's it for the questions from the audience this week. And I think we have our player interviews up next.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, if you have questions you want answered by either Coach Swan or the players, send them in each week to our email account, wcusportsinformation@gmail.com, and we'll ask the best ones on the show. Certainly not any tough ones. With Raheem Bowens, wide receiver, who had a really nice football game this past weekend. What'd you have, five catches?
Yeah, five catches, 160, two touchdowns.
160 and two touchdowns. Yeah. Now, is that your first 100-yard game?
I had a 100-yard game last year versus Simmonsburg homecoming.
Okay.
Yeah, so all right. Second.
And two touchdowns. Yeah. All right, so let's start out. Tell us where you're from and a little bit about your family.
Yes, Yale, Pennsylvania. That's where I grew up. Small household. Yeah, with the Penwell High School. Mm-hmm. Right in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. Small town, small household. Well, I guess you could say big household. It was four. My mom had four kids, single mom.
Okay.
So, yeah, grew up a mama's boy.
Does everybody still live in the house, or how old is everybody?
Nah, so the only people that still live in the house now is me and my little brother.
Okay.
My older brother went to Boston College, four-year starter, played receiver there. And my sister, she's the oldest, and yeah, she's been out the house.
Now, was she an athlete?
Yeah, she was an athlete. She ran track. In high school, but after high school, she was done with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about the younger brother?
The younger brother currently goes to Eastern University.
Okay.
And he runs track there as well.
He runs track there, yeah. Too. All right. So who's the fastest in the family?
Me, for sure. For sure, me.
All right. Now, your older brother plays at BC.
Yeah.
You better than him, or what's the challenge there?
Well, you know.
You're faster than him, you're saying.
I'm faster, for sure.
Okay.
For sure, faster, for sure. Definitely now. Yeah. He's done now. But while he was at BC, I definitely was not faster than him.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. He's a good player.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. All right. What's your major?
Business and marketing.
Business and marketing. Okay. Yeah. So what's that going to lead to?
That's a great question. So I don't really know what I want to do yet. But I do want to be a coach. So I don't like the field that I'm in now. I don't even think that's going to be the field that I go into. But yeah. I definitely want to be a coach because I just want to be around like the sport of football for a very long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how about your favorite subject or favorite class that you've taken, either in high school or college?
Damn, that's a great question. I'll probably say stress management.
Okay.
I'm taking that class currently.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know,
should help you during the season.
Yeah, it is. It does. It does. It does. Like earlier today, like we did like a sort of kind of like a yoga session.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Relax the mind. It gave me clarity.
That will help you if you become a coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learning how to stress manage.
Right.
Especially when you're talking with your players and everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Now, how about from a football standpoint, what's your normal routine during the week? Like, is there anything that you have to do every week before a game or anything like that?
Yes, I got to go to Rigtown. and get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a wrap. That's imperative. Got to go to Ragtown.
So is that on the morning of the game, or
that's the morning of the game?
That's morning of the
that's
game.
That's morning of the game.
Bacon,
that's...
egg, and cheese on a wrap.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a wrap.
Ragtown. So you're throwing Ragtown's name out there. You're hoping they'll
they'll
reciprocate.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. Now, what do you think from a football standpoint? Like, what are your top qualities?
Oh man, I'm coachable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a know-it-all. I'm very coachable. Yep. Even the things I do know, I still, you know, take it in. Because I feel like, you know, that's very important, especially on
game
day.
The younger guys all the time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep. And then, like, physically, what's your speed and what else?
I'll say route running and be able to create separation. Mm-hmm. I think I do that at a very high level.
So you made a couple catches with a guy right on you Saturday.
Yeah.
Did, was there a little push-off in there or no?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I didn't see it on film
not
or anything
all.
Either.
Yeah, watch the film. Not at all.
But they were huge catches for us. Absolutely. They definitely helped us win the football game, no question about it. All right, so now who would you consider your role model, first from a football standpoint and then from a life standpoint?
From a football standpoint, that's a very great question. I would probably have to say my brother.
Yeah.
My brother Thaddeus Smith and Reggie Bush.
And Reggie Bush.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
Okay. So you try to model yourself after your brother as far as what he did or?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He was just a dog.
Okay.
Like, he was a dog.
Now, from a life standpoint.
Life standpoint, I would have to say my brother as well and my mom.
Okay.
They're like the two hardest workers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Did they come to all the games?
Yeah, they are every game.
They're at every game. I've seen the pictures of the.
They are every game.
They got the photo on the stick and all that kind of thing. Absolutely. That's great. That is great. All right. Music. What's your favorite group?
Well, my favorite artist is Future Hendrix.
Okay.
Yeah. He's probably one of the best I ever
heard. So Future Hendrix.
Yeah. Got the name from
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I at least knew Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Okay. But Future Hendrix, I have not heard, but I'm guessing he copies Jimi Hendrix.
Actually, no, he's a rapper.
Okay.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper. Yeah.
All right. Now, how about your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. Friday Night Lights. My favorite movie.
There you go.
With Booby Miles. Yeah.
All right.
Friday Night Lights.
All right. TV. Favorite TV show?
Martin.
Martin.
Martin and SpongeBob.
I like Martin. Martin's a good show.
And SpongeBob. Two favorite shows.
All right. Now, how about your favorite teams? Football? NFL?
They're going to kill me for this one.
Absolutely.
Not the Cowboys.
Not the
Cowboys.
Okay.
But right now, my favorite player in the NFL right now is... I have two. They actually play on the same team, Lamar Jackson and Odell.
Okay.
So the Ravens. I'm a big Ravens.
There you go. All right. All right. Now, how about like other sports?
Whatever.
Baseball, basketball. Are you a Sixers, Phillies?
No, whatever team LeBron James is on. Yeah. So he's on the Lakers right now.
Because you never tell because he's going to put another team together to try to win it all. All right. Tell me something that people don't know about you and they'd be surprised to hear.
Oh, man. I know how to sing.
There you go.
I really know how to sing.
Now, have you recorded anything, like even on your own phone or anything like that?
No.
But you sing in public?
No, not really in public to myself. I like, you know, my family members like know I sing.
They know you sing.
Yeah.
Good. That's good. Yeah. All right. Favorite football memory?
Favorite football memory. Oh, man. Hell, I would say this past weekend. But high school.
Pretty good memory this weekend.
We played Haverford my senior year. I think I had like five touchdowns.
Five touchdowns?
Yeah, like 260 receiving against Haverford Private. Yeah.
Haverford School.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
All right. Relationship status?
Single as a Pringle. Yeah, I'm single.
And you sound proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll run into her one day.
That's right. You're still young.
Yeah, still young.
You got a lot of living out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, buddy.
Yep.
Great game this weekend.
Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Let's get a good one this week.
Yep.
Back now with Caleb Slaughter, who's our defensive player of the week.
What's going on?
So, Caleb, two sacks, two official sacks. Yeah. Looked like you might have had a third one in there. And what did you have? 11 tackles or something like that? Or
eight, seven.
Okay.
Seven, I think.
And a couple tackles for loss.
Three tackles for loss.
Three tackles for loss. Okay. It's a pretty good football game for you.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. So why don't you start out telling us about where you're from and your family and all that kind of thing.
So I'm from Flemington, New Jersey, Hunterdon County. I'm one of four. And then my older sister, Taylor, she lives in Atlanta. My younger brother, Mason, just transferred from Ohio University. We actually live together right now.
Okay.
And then I got a younger brother, Isaiah. He's 16.
He's still 16.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you end up here at Westchester from Flemington, New Jersey?
I had a few offers out of high school. I wasn't really taking care of my grades. Shout out to everybody, take care of your grades. Opens a lot of doors for you. And then I went junior college football for a little bit. That was a struggle because about like 6 hours away, I was going there. So I was like, you know what? I can't really focus on my grades too much and play ball at the same time. So, you know, I really just had faith in God, bet on myself. And then I went to community college while I was training. And then I annoyed you. I emailed you like four times or something like that, like every month or something like that. And then Coach Tony, he called me, I think, 2 days before we started camp.
Yep.
So I packed a suitcase and then.
So what? But I mean, you were emailing me, but mm-hmm. What brought you to Western? What made you start thinking about us?
I just knew the history of the program. Somebody? I knew the history of the program. I knew how good the program was. I know what type of players that were playing for the program and then going off after that. I like the location, able to have my parents come to games, and I knew the coaching staff, and I liked Coach Tony already by talking with him. So it's like I somewhere I'd like to be.
Good. All right, what's your major?
Exercise science.
All right. What's the plan with that?
By the grace of God, play football after, you know, after this, again, at the next level. But after that, I'd definitely like to get into strength and conditioning at college. Professional sports teams would be dope, but I do want to coach at some point. Okay. Love doing that.
Good. Good. So what's your favorite class?
I had a stress management type class like Sheik had said over the summer with Rick Posey. That was a great class because I deal with some anxiety and stuff like that too, mm-hmm. to help me get my mind right and relax. I love you. You're gonna laugh. I love yoga. I love the yoga class just in terms of just helping my body recover after games and before practice, but also just learning to just quiet my mind and be able to focus.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense though. All right. How about from a football standpoint, mm-hmm. what's your, what do you think your best qualities are?
I'm physical. I'm a hard worker. Mm-hmm. Just being here and how difficult our defense can be and how much it's changed over the past couple of years. I feel like mentally wise, I'm very good at picking up a playbook. You know, I'm playing Mac and Wolf right now. Yep. So I'm going between two things. Just physicality.
Yeah. Are you how much film do you watch during the week? A lot.
Decent amount. Yeah.
Okay.
Decent.
And what are you looking for when you're watching film?
The guards and the tackles to see how much they're pulling. I like to see where the back lines up, what he does, if he's going to counter, take it and come back. If I can step back, how fast I can fill the gap, mm-hmm. the tight end blocking out, just little keys that can help me. Does a guard or tackle have his hand light in the ground so I know it's pass? Is it heavy in the ground so I know it's run? If they're physical, things of that nature.
Okay, yeah. Good, good. You have any particular thing you do every week before the game or anything like that?
I have to drink. Me and Jackson Taylor actually did this. I have to drink tea before every night. I have to drink tea.
Okay. Hot tea?
Hot tea.
Hot tea.
Jackson put me onto that, and then we started drinking tea before every game. It has to be tea before every game. And I got to take a cold shower the morning of the game.
Yeah. Okay.
That's got to happen.
All right. So now, role models. Mm. So who do you look at from a football standpoint and try to, you know, copy that person?
Brian Dawkins.
Easy. Okay.
Easy. Right. It's the intensity, the way he approaches the game, just all the things he was carrying, just mentally and just being able to let it all out on the field, because I deal with a whole manner of different things. Also, his faith in God, too, is a big thing for me. Yeah.
And then personally, role model.
I'd be between my pops, my mom, and my sister. Okay. Just three of the hardest working people.
All your family and your
all
family.
Just hardest working people.
So you really do they come to the games and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So they love you. You love them.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Music.
I can't give you a favorite artist because I go back and forth. So my dad put me onto a lot of old school hip hop. So mm-hmm. a lot of Tribe Called Quest, Naughty by Nature, Wu-Tang Clan. I'm between that and like Lil Durk. I don't know if you heard him.
Yeah.
I listen to Future.
I heard Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang, yeah. I'll be back and forth. Depends on how I feel.
Okay.
Depends on how I feel.
All right. How about a movie?
I'm the biggest Star Wars fan you'll ever meet in your life. I swear I can win money. I can win money. The last 7, 8, and 9, horrible.
Okay.
Terrible. Terrible. Watch the new Ahsoka on Disney Plus. That's amazing.
Okay. So the new one's good.
The new shows, the 7, 8, and 9 Star Wars are horrible. But 1 through 6,
There you
I
go.
Can recite those, yeah.
All right. Yeah. How about TV?
I love SpongeBob. Like she said, I love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Yeah, that's makes me laugh.
All right. So now, how about your teams? Football team, NFL?
I'm a Packers fan. I was born in Green Bay.
I can live with the Packers.
We're struggling right now.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But Packers were old time. Yeah. I was an old time fan of the Packers.
Okay.
Back when the like
the old. But who is the quarterback though?
Bart Starr. So you know.
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. No. Yeah. No. Bart Starr. Okay.
All right. How about basketball, baseball? Are you a Sixers fan? You any Philadelphia fan?
I'm not a big basketball type guy. I like the Eagles. I respect them, especially after the draft they had with all the Georgia players. Yeah. I like watching them a lot. I'm not a huge basketball and baseball fan. I'll watch it if it's on.
Okay. All right. Now, how about something people don't know about you?
I'm hilarious. I'm so funny. I'm actually so funny, and people don't know until they meet me. I'm a very God-fearing young man.
So do you tell jokes?
But, like, what do you mean by tell jokes? Like, do I have to set up a punchline?
Like, do you stand up in front of people and tell jokes, or are you just witty?
Like, it's witty. Yeah. Like, I'll say something out of nowhere, and someone's like, what did you say? And then they'll crack. I'm hilarious. Okay. I'm very funny.
And religious?
I'm very religious, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, what's your favorite football memory?
High school, my senior year, it was our senior night, and they had just started putting me in at running back. So I was playing linebacker and running back. And the first drive, I sacked the quarterback. It would have been a sack, but he fumbled the ball. It rolled into the end zone, and I jumped on it. So I had one touchdown. And then I want to say third quarter, I had like a 70-yard run for a touchdown. And I was sitting there. I was like, I can't believe this happened.
And it was
right
senior
now.
Night.
It was senior night.
And, so you won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We blew him out the
good
water.
Good memory.
Yeah, it was a great
good
memory. Yeah.
All right, so what's the relationship status?
I'm in a relationship right now.
Okay.
I'm tired.
For how long?
So it's about 7-8 months at this point.
Okay.
I'm old guy, so I'm retired now. I just be hanging out. Got a dog. I got a dog, too. So
you do?
I have a dog.
What kind of dog?
He's a husky mixed with a pit bull. I got him from the PSPCA late July, so I just be hanging out.
What's his name?
Coda.
Coda?
Yeah, yeah. He's a male, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Pal. So how about this week?
I'm excited. I'm very excited. You know, this game was awesome. It was really a blessing. But, you know, now I kind of have that addiction to having really good games at this point. And, yep. And I'm very confident in the team we have. We just put everything together. No one can mess with us.
Yeah. Just got to put it all together.
Yep. I'm excited.
Gotta knock out those mistakes.
Yes, sir.
All right, pal.
Appreciate
all right,
you.
Good job, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right, we're back now with Deshaun Jacobs, who's our special teams player of the week with a huge kickoff return, almost for a touchdown.
Almost.
Did you actually step out of bounds?
I did step out of bounds a little bit.
Just a little bit. I watched it over again actually today, and I saw, I'm like, okay, yeah, I see some white coming up there. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got a question for the audience for you, and it is, what's it like to be a two-sport athlete at the collegiate level?
Mm.
So tell everybody what you do.
I play football, and I also run track here. I'm a long jumper and a triple jumper.
And how did you do last spring in that?
Last spring, I did really good, actually. In the indoor season in the winter, see, because track's two seasons, the winter track and the spring track. So in the winter season, I placed second in the league for triple jump. And then that spring, I placed third in the league for triple jump.
Do you medal if you're second, third? What did they give you?
Yeah,
like?
it's a medal.
So first, all second, conference, like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually second team, all conference or something.
All district.
Yeah, I think that's
all
what
district.
It was.
Yeah, you're all conference when you come in first or second or whatever, but then the district, you end up being all district too. So, okay. All right, so you're local. Tell everybody about your family and where you're from and all that kind of thing.
All right, I'm from Westchester. You know, born Chester County Hospital, born and raised Westchester. I'm one of six in my house.
And where do you fit in?
I'm the second oldest.
Okay.
My oldest one, he just turned 21. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. he goes to Temple, then it's me, then my younger brother, Damon, he goes to Sacred Heart, then
David Dathan Davis.
Yep.
Everybody's D's?
Everyone besides the very oldest. His name's Varde. So it's Varde, Deshaun, Damon, David, Dathan, Davis.
Okay. All right. So there are a couple names that I haven't heard before.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now, family all comes to the games?
Mm-hmm. Right. My brothers don't really, but my mom, dad, grandma, aunt, they all come to the game. My uncles will come to the games, you know.
All right, and really you played at Ruston, and you broke a ton of records there of a guy who played here. Deli. Who had a great career here, and you're headed towards that pretty soon there, pal. I'm
following his footsteps.
Yep. All right, what's your major?
I'm major. Right now I'm undecided. I'm bouncing like back and forth between a lot of things. Just trying to see what I want to do in the future.
And do you have an idea like what you want to do after college at all?
Not really. Not yet. I'm still trying to, trying to find
that thing.
Football
and track are still in your head, right?
Yeah, I definitely would like to pursue something football farther.
Yep.
Maybe track too. Mm-hmm. But football's really my main sport right now.
So how do you kind of manage both of them?
So it's really tricky, actually, because over winter break, I can see all the football players just chilling, having fun, and I'm just, I got track practice today, you know? Yeah. So it's tricky, but it's honestly, like, more fun because me, I'm a type of guy that likes to stay busy. Yeah. Like, if I have too much downtime, then I'm just not doing anything with it. So staying busy really helps me stay on a schedule, which really helps for a lot of things.
Plus, doing track in the offseason keeps you in physical shape.
Yeah, it definitely
kind of
does.
All right, so how about your like favorite class that you've had since you either been here or in high school?
In high school, I always liked science. Mm-hmm. I was always a science guy, and I'm in a science class right now. It's pretty fun. It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd have to say either science or, you know, of course, like gym or something.
Yeah. All right. So now what do you think from a football standpoint? First off, is there anything that you definitely have to do every week?
No, I'm not really like a big, like superstitious guy. Uh-huh. So you know, I usually just like to take like a long, like warm shower before games, just try to relax, listen to music, get in the zone. But I'm not really a big, like superstitious guy.
Are you like, how much film do you watch during the week? And what are you looking for with that?
During film, I watch a good bit of film, but especially for special teams, like kick return. So I'm like just looking for like guys who like to run out of their lane, guys who get pushed around, people that look like they soft. I'm looking for like weak links.
So you're looking for which way you're going to take it once you kind of get through that hole.
Yeah, but like for this week, we had like a specific return. It was like go down the hash, try to break it left, but it actually broke right instead. So, you know, sometimes it just happens. Yep. It's unpredictable, really.
And you got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
All right, now how about what would you say is your best attribute as a football player?
I feel like as a football player, I feel like I have really good vision. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can see the game really well. Also, my explosiveness, I'd say.
Yeah.
More like my.
So you're not like blazing speed, but you.
Yeah,
you,
like
you
I'd say
pop
I'm
pop out of there.
Yeah, I'd say I'm more quick than fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, how about role models? So football-wise, like who do you copy as a football player?
Football-wise, Barry Sanders. Okay. Best to ever do it.
Now, that's funny. Because you did not really see him play.
Never really saw him play, but I remember when I was young, I used to always just look up Barry Sanders highlights and just like stare at the screen watching.
Yeah, he was
like,
pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And then how about life-wise?
Life-wise, I got to be my mom, my grandma. Mm-hmm. They're very hardworking. You know, they always put a lot of faith in me, and I love them.
Yeah.
Then my dad also, like more from like a life aspect. You know, he's been through a lot, and he's like a really respectable man.
Great.
So I try to model myself after all of them. Try to take all the attributes and put in myself.
Cool. How about music?
Music.
Favorite?
I don't really have a favorite artist. I listen to a lot of music, actually, like a lot of like different music. I like rap, R&B, like old school. My dad also put me on a lot of old school stuff. You know, my mom likes to listen to R&B and stuff. So it's a lot of like, I listen to a lot of diverse music, I feel.
Okay. How about movies?
Movies.
You got a favorite?
Say, Remember the Titans.
Okay.
I definitely like that. I remember in ninth grade. That was my first time watching it in ninth grade before our last game of the season. Our whole team got together and watched it, and it was really fun. I loved the movie. Like, everyone was, like, goofing off, and I was just watching the movie.
It's a good movie.
It is.
It's definitely a good movie. All right, how about TV show?
TV show, I'm a big anime guy.
Okay.
You know, so I watch a few animes, like Demon Slayer. That's probably my favorite right now.
Good. Yeah. Good. Now, how about your team, favorite team?
Favorite NFL. Team. NFL, definitely Eagles.
Okay.
Born and raised an Eagles fan.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about basketball, baseball, anything else?
And I don't really watch anything else, but like, if I'll watch it, but I don't really have any favorite teams in it. Like, I'm not as invested.
But you're rooting for the Sixers when they get.
Oh, yeah. I'm rooting for all Philly
and
teams.
And the Phillies. All Philly. All teams. Philly. That's teams. Absolutely. Okay. All right. So, something people don't know about you.
I was going to say, like, I'm an anime fan. I like to watch anime. But, you know, I also used to act. I'm actually in some theater classes right now.
You are?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to see if that's something I want to continue to do.
So when did you act? In high school? Did you in plays in high school?
It was high school, but more middle school-ish. It was before COVID happened. After COVID, I kind of, like, really stopped. So,
but you're in acting class now?
Yeah, I'm in some theater classes here. Okay. So I'm just trying to see if that's something
that'll be interesting.
I definitely will.
All right. All right, favorite football memory.
Favorite football memory. My senior year, it was against Kennett. What was it? The quarterfinals for playoffs. That's when I broke all of Delly's records.
Okay.
Like I had just over 300 yards and like five, six touchdowns.
So 300 yards, five or six touchdowns.
Five or six touchdowns, and that broke the record. In the playoffs, yeah.
That's a pretty good playoff game right there.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was a great game. It's a great atmosphere. Everyone was congratulating me. It was a really fun time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
It was great.
All right, so now Coop said something when he was on here a couple weeks ago, and I thought you would probably agree with this. So I was asking him at the time who – was like one of the crazier guys on the team. We took Juju out of it. Okay. So he said, well, one of the guys who's kind of under the radar is Ethan Vargas.
Ethan Vargas.
And definitely. He's one of your best buddies.
Yeah, he's a great guy, but you know, he's a character. Definitely a character.
And that's funny because he doesn't really come across that way, but that's funny.
Like
you
once
guys...
you get to know him, he's definitely a character. And it's funny you mentioned Coop because me and Cooper actually played on the same little league team together.
Okay.
Downingtown Young Whippets, we played there together.
That must have been a good team.
It was a great team. It was so much fun.
So who had the ball? You guys had to share it.
Yeah, back then I was more of a defensive player.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not.
Okay.
Yep. Put me on that corner. They called it Jacob's Island.
I can imagine you playing defense for sure. All right. So what's the relationship status?
Single.
Single.
Single and ready to mingle.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see if that answers the same later on down the year.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll definitely see.
All right, pal. Great, great kickoff return for us this past weekend. Feel like we might be able to get that done again, but we need some big plays out of you, and you're getting on the field more and more and more. So,
yep, just trying to work my way in there.
You're going to get your opportunity.
Yep.
All right, good job.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
All right, we got to hear some great players today.
Yeah.
But looking ahead now, give us the coaches' wand notes on the Millersville game coming up.
Okay, so Millersville has. They found a quarterback last year, kind of about the middle of the season on. He reminds you of Coop to a certain extent. He's a little bit bigger, but he does run with the football, and he makes some good plays. You got to sort of, you know, defend him like teams have to defend Coop. So that's made them much more of an explosive offensive group. And over the last couple of years, they've been really tough defensively against us. We haven't had an easy time scoring on them. So we really are, you know, we're going to be in for a tough game. I mean, again, we've had some good wins against Millersville, but the last couple of years have been really close. They're getting better every year. JC, their head coach, has really turned the program around. And we know we're going to go up there and face a tough test. So we got to be ready. We can't take them lightly because you know, we've had a good history with them. This is a different football team, and we need to be ready to play them. And hopefully I'm trying to make sure our kids understand that. And hopefully – I think after the way they played us last year, I think our kids do recognize that.
And then looking ahead to – before we get to your Eagles game prediction, okay. We have one more question for you.
All right.
And it was apparently around Twitter on Sunday afternoon, a number of Bears fans are calling for former Shepherd QB Tyson Bagent in week 3. Having coached against him at Shepherd, what are your thoughts on him making the Bears and how will he translate to the NFL?
You know, and honestly, I was just watching them play Millersville last year. I was watching their game. So my concern always was whether he had enough arm strength to play at the next level. Obviously he does. I didn't necessarily see it like where I said, okay, he definitely can do that. What I really liked about him over the time we played him is he was always really cool and calm. Nothing ever bothered him. He figured out a way to take advantage of something you were doing, and he took what was given to him. So he would throw the ball in the flat, he'd throw the ball in the curl, and then he'd throw the ball deep. So he was, I felt like a really, really smart, good decision maker. But I just was worried whether or not he had the arm strength to play at that next level. From a head standpoint, he definitely can play. So it'll be interesting if Fields struggles, whether or not he'll get an opportunity. It's hard for a D2 guy to get an opportunity, especially when they spend so much money on a number one draft pick like that. But it'll be neat for our conference if that happens, because everybody in our conference knows him, and that'll be a nice little PSAC check mark for everybody, you know. So hopefully he'll get an opportunity and he'll do well.
All right, so then next Eagles game.
Okay, so Tampa Bay, it's an interesting matchup because Tampa Bay's playing well. I had not thought they were going to come out of the box with two wins. You know, they got all kinds of new things happening down there. So it'll be interesting. Is it the game at home or away? I think it's Monday night. I know it's Monday night here. Yeah, so that helps us, I think. Baker Mayfield, I'll tell you what, like even when you watched the Minnesota game the other night, the one most impressive thing I thought is how good that defensive line is and how much pressure they put on the quarterback. So even when they weren't sacking Minnesota's quarterback, they were putting so much pressure on him, he just had to get rid of the ball. I feel like they're going to do the same thing to Baker Mayfield and kind of push him around a little bit, and that'll cause some turnovers. So I think they're just too good defensively to lose this game. They're going to get some things straightened out offensively. Everybody kind of goes through those growing pains with new coordinator and all that kind of thing. But I expect they're going to have a big win, actually, next Monday night.
What are your thoughts on Swift? Because he did really well last game.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty neat watching him do that, you know, coming from the prep and being a local kid and all that. I think, though, once now that they kind of found that, don't be surprised if they go back to that at different times during the season. You know, they want Jalen to have the ball because he's so explosive. But again, as a coach, I'm sitting there watching that offensive line just mug the Vikings defensive line during those couple of drives. That was pretty impressive too. And once that starts happening, you know, I know as a coach, when I've been in that situation, you're just like, okay, let's just keep doing it. It's working. Why would we go away from it? So let's stay with it and see how long we can stay with it. So,
all right. Yeah. So final score predictions for the game.
For the Eagles game, I'm going to go 35-17.
Uh-huh.
All right. I haven't been great on predictions so far this year, but 35-17 Eagles.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Inside the Huddle with Coach Swan.
Okay.
And tune in next week.